Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. This morning finds most of the Smith crew in Burwell for day two of the high school rodeo. We missed day one because of Wyatt's graduation, and I'm hoping that taking Beth to the rodeo counts as a Mother's Day celebration. And while I'm at it, I'd better see if my mom wants to go along too. I've been a bit sleep deprived this week, and it's left me a little short on inspiration. So I hope it's all right if I revisit a couple of my poems from the past. I'd like to do one for the graduate and one for the moms. I call the first one, The Graduate. As I sit down to contemplate the proper words that I should state to encourage and congratulate this class that will soon graduate, I feel strangely out of place. With six-cylinder words, I am no ace. This worried look upon my face shows I might not maintain the pace. Everything you really need to know, you probably learned a long time ago. And since these lessons still hold true, let's use this poem as a review. Always honor Ma and Pa and try to live within the law. A smile is a handy tool when living by the golden rule. Do your best to keep your word. Don't repeat everything that you have heard. Say please and thank you every time, and don't worry if your words don't rhyme. Now this poem is nearly through. The time has come to bid adieu. The best advice ain't always new. Just one more line I'll recite for you. You'll see your share of struggle and strife in this winding road that we call life. Seek wisdom from your God above, because you never graduate from His love. The one that I'd like to do this morning, for the mothers, is one that I wrote several years ago when my oldest daughter, Elissa, graduated from high school. She's now almost ready to graduate from college. The time sure does fly, but I'd like to share Rubber Ducks and Goldfish. Rubber ducks and goldfish, if I could grant for you a wish, would it be things stay the same, or for a new start to the game? Another chance to try again, to get things right, and wonder when the wisdom comes for such a task. These are questions parents ask. Dandelion and bright balloon, let me grow, but not too soon, to enjoy today with all its wonder, to love the rain and fear the thunder. Like your seed and fragile skin, I will fly away, but when children glide in joyful flight, wings spread into a future bright. Band-aid knees and kissed away tears, healed by the passing years. Would I change things if I could? I cannot write an end as good as what the future holds for you, and I will pleasure in the view, and on occasion look to the past at 18 years that went so fast. Thanks for riding along this morning on Homegrown. Hope you can join us next week. Have a great one. Happy trails.